Well, it's 7:45 on Friday morning, the 22nd, and this is our last working day in Zambia. We travel back on Monday. I didn't get a chance to do any blogging or a podcast last night because Mark Pearson came in at about 9, so Mark and Alison are both here now, and the socialising started, so there was no blogging, podcasting time. But let me just give you a summary of what happened yesterday. The day started with me returning to the place where we'd hired the chairs for the workshop because I'd lost my phone, and I was pretty sure it must have fallen out of my pocket when I returned the chairs, and sure enough, thank goodness, it was there. So 8:00 in the morning yesterday, I was outside the chair hire place catching up on the texts and things that had come in while I'd been away from my phone. And then I went across to Sab Miller stroke Zambia Breweries to meet Panji Banda, who's the head of their distribution there. And that was a very interesting meeting, a very enthusiastic person, proud of the work he does. And he explained to me how they distributed Coca-Cola in Zambia. And an interesting story was that here they've just changed the format of the bottles. They're still 300 millilitres, but they're just slightly stubbier. And it's made of lighter glass, so it's sort of cheaper to transport around. And so they've been doing a campaign to sort of get those new bottles out and get the old bottles back in. And part of that campaign was to go to a place that they hadn't been to for more than 2 years because of the roads. The roads weren't very good, and they just hadn't distributed Coca-Cola to this remote place for a couple of years. So they took a lorry load of the new format bottles there with a view of clearing out the area of the old glass, and they obviously picked up the empties that were waiting there. And the most amazing thing is that most of the empties that they picked up were already of the new format. So although they themselves had not been to that area to distribute, the pull of the Coca-Cola brand had pulled the new format into the area ahead of them. So it just sort of reinforces the power of the distribution network of Coca-Cola, which is of course not all controlled by Coca-Cola itself. After that meeting, so the outcome of that meeting really is well, just Panji and I know each other now, and or at least we've met. And he will now talk to Chibamba, who's the Director of Corporate Affairs, and it'll be Chibamba's decision whether Coca-Cola engage, but I'm pretty confident that they will. Then we went to see a director, Dr. Elizabeth Chisemba, at the Ministry of Health. She sort of squeezed us in. We were joined by Dr. Dennis Mulanga, and we just had half an hour to sort of say what we were doing and the sort of things we've been talking about and the outcome of the workshop and so on. And they were interested but had lots of questions which we didn't have the time to answer. So that will be an ongoing conversation there. But at least we've made contact with them. And then at the end of the day, we met with Buteke, who used to run the Rapids project, which trained 20,000 community carers, they call them. So they're like community health workers, but they haven't had the same level of training on health issues. They've had the basics, but they also are almost like community development workers in their communities. So the Rapids project has just come to an end, but they've just got another huge $60 million program to do to sort of do a similar thing moving forward. And they were interested in the Cola Life idea, they have a thing called a client kit, or at least the Ministry of Health has a thing called a client kit, which is given to people that the community health workers come into contact with. Now, there aren't any of those kits around at the moment because of various issues, but they so the whole concept of having a kit is not a foreign one, and so they were very interested in the new mother's kit idea. Okay, today we're meeting, just got one meeting, and that's with the World Bank. Again, it's a contact saying we need to talk to them, so we're popping down to see them at 10:30. And then we'll spend the rest of the day catching up with emails. Apologies if you have emailed me and I haven't got back to you, but it just hasn't been, I haven't had time. But we'll do a bit of that today. And I also want to spend a lot of time measuring a Coca-Cola crate so that I've got all the information I need to sort of relook at the shape of the APOD when I get back. Okay, I'll fill you in at the end of the day, hopefully, on how we've got on, but that's about it for now.